I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Clovenhoof.
Tonya has his little hoof.
Oh, guys, we're here.
We're here. We're in a post-Pilk society.
We need to talk about Lindsay Lohan's groundbreaking, bone-chilling Pepsi ad, which shook both of us to our core.
I'm a different person.
You can't be the same after witnessing Lindsay Lohan say Pepsi and milk.
The Pilk. Amount of emotions that I experienced.
Tell me about all of them.
Okay, so at first I was scrolling, and then I saw her, and then I saw Pepsi.
Okay, when you first saw her, did you go, oh?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always a little jarring.
Yeah. Right? Nowadays.
It is. Just like, because you never know what could happen, but then you want the best. It's just like, it's yeah. Loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Saw the Pepsi and saw that it was clearly a commercial.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, Pepsi's finally done one thing right in their lives. I thought to myself. I said, if only it had been Lindsay instead of Kendall, what could have happened? Peace could have been achieved. I thought immediately about that. And then I was like, it should have been Lindsay all along.
Wow.
And then
if Lindsay had done that ad, it would have been okay.
Yeah. It kind of would have.
It would have worked.
It would have solved all racial tensions in this country.
If Lindsay Lohan had been the one to deliver the Pepsi to the cop.
The healing moment America really needed.
Right?
But instead of that, it devolved into some of the laziest copywriting or ideating I've ever experienced in any commercial ever, I want to say.
It's like she's marketing herself now as some sort of like princess of Christmas.
Well, I think she's just getting her bag.
No,
Pepsi comes to you and says, we want you to do a commercial for us for X amount of money, and like you just say yes, and then someone else is behind these ideas.
Oh no, I mean, but I think I think with her movie and everything, like this is Lindsay's year is like all about Christmas.
Yeah. It's good synergy. It's that time of the year. I'm fine with seeing her everywhere this month.
So she in the commercial, she's like sort of like a sexy Santa, and she pours herself a glass of Pepsi with milk.
Then she pours milk into it.
Like ho ho ho, and then says,
it's Pilk.
Pepsi plus milk. Pilk.
And I guess I'm like, are they geniuses for this, or is this just the laziest, dumbest thing of all time?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think it's like sort of like it's supposed to be like
it's supposed to be milk and cookies.
Well, yeah, but it's supposed to be like hearkening to like Mean Girls sort of.
Yeah, but
which I'm like.
But they didn't drink.
No, I know, but it's like making up a word. Like, stop trying to make.
Oh, I okay. Think. All right. All right. You're in the boardroom. This is Mad Men.
I have to be really radically honest and say, like, I think we need to, like, as a country,
let go of Mean Girls.
Let go of Mean Girls just a little bit.
It's time.
It's a great movie. It's a formative movie. One of my favorites from that time. But, yeah. Like, I mean, you can't say anything bad about it, but I think it's time to, like, depart.
I think release I think we should all, it.
Mm-hmm.
We've mined it for as much content as humanly possible. We've reached the end of the content line.
Well, we haven't because she's writing the musical is now being turned into a movie.
But no.
I think.
I don't like that.
I'm pretty sure she and her husband turned it into a movie.
Who? Tina Fey?
Mm-hmm. Right? Can someone correct me if that's...
I'm like...
But I'm just like, anyway. So I think that is sort of the sort of... For me, it felt like a callback to that. Like her making up words and it becoming like a thing.
Okay.
Like Paris Hilton era, like Lindsay Lohan, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway, that was my take, but it was still like, what? No. And she...
How does Pepsi even exist, by the way? Who is drinking Pepsi? Have you ever seen some... Really?
I'll drink it.
Cans of Pepsi?
No, not cans, but like if I'm at a... If there's a fountain...
And they don't have Diet Coke.
A Diet Pepsi is pretty good.
Wait, so you would go for...
I don't seek it out, but I will if it's there.
So if you go and there's a fountain that has Coca-Cola products and a fountain that has Pepsi products, you will go to the Pepsi and have a Diet Pepsi.
Once in a while, I'll throw a wild card in and just have a Diet Pepsi.
Okay.
Because it's actually sometimes tastes better than a Diet Coke.
Like it's a little bit fizzier.
Mm-hmm. But in general, I'm... Coca-Cola.
Pepsi feel like just sounds chemically to me in my more like health now that I'm intermittent fasting
now that you have
taking a stand
and your new podcast is all about sort of
but it's not really about like
you're entering a phase
taste of it for sure but like Pepsi has always been like how to me. It's always given me, like, I love and light to them. Love that they have all this money to, like, pay for crazy commercials. Mm-hmm. I remember their, like, Super Bowl days.
Yeah, Britney Spears, Beyonce, Pink.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Question mark?
They have lots of cash to throw around. Still don't know how that's possible.
No.
I do not ever see Pepsi out in these streets. I don't see it at restaurants. I don't see people drinking it. I don't know how it exists. Maybe it's just a money laundering scheme.
When there used to be this place, I think it was a chain in South Jersey called Salad Works.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a build a salad,
one
of the earlier iterations of that. And it was my heaven with Salad Works. And there was, to me, there was nothing better than a salty chicken Caesar salad with a Diet Pepsi.
Well, yeah. But that, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, surmise that the Salad Works didn't offer Coca-Cola products. They offered
a fountain
of Pepsi.
But in my other experience in life, I've had Diet Coke with a salad.
Yeah.
And I think Pepsi's better with something.
Pepsi pairs better with a salad.
Yeah.
Wow, you heard it here first.
With a little bit of lemon.
I don't even know where to get Pepsi. That's how crazy Pepsi is to me.
But the idea of Pepsi...
I don't
Pepsi,
even see it. Maybe I have Pepsi blind... Absolute
you,
Pepsi
you have,
blindness.
You have aphasia with Pepsi.
I don't... I never see it.
I have to say, but as a concept of itself, Pepsi is harrowing.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of... It's like...
So we couldn't do what Coca-Cola could do, but we're going to do this. And it's always going to be like...
Sugar... It's too sugary.
I don't like it.
Yeah, but anyway,
I'll go Diet Pepsi if there's no Diet Coke.
Yeah, but seeing Lindsay, what do you think she got? Like 2 million?
No,
I
don't know.
You don't know?
Is it? Well, I don't know if the payment's different for doing Instagram. I don't know if it's $2 million.
Maybe a mil.
Is it? Do you think it's a commercial that's playing on TV?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a mil. You do get paid for commercials,
and it's the holidays. And it will probably be played during the Super Bowl at some point.
this will not be played.
Well,
during,
if she continues
the relationship, and what if she becomes the face of Pepsi? They need her.
They need her. She needs them, they need her
more than I would argue.
That's true.
More than she needs them.
I mean,
or
they,
maybe it is a symbiotic relationship.
Their goodwill, the goodwill that we lost in that Kendall Jenner ad, could be completely filled up again. Their goodwill tank is kind of on E.
Oh,
now,
for sure.
Seeing Lindsay, now it's rising steadily.
You have to appreciate whoever is ideating at Pepsi coming up with just the fucking worst ideas over and over.
I think he's seeing his...
No, what he does is Tony has this pink poodle. He has a pink poodle, but he gets too lit with her. He plays hard, but then he wants to go in the bar. He ripped one of her eyes and her nose off.
He's mutilated her. You've marred her.
But like, whoever's at Pepsi coming up with these advertising ideas, they need to be firing squad, because
the Kendall Jenner,
thing was so shockingly.
Have they
bad.
Done like a long read about like the
of why and how it came to be?
I'm sure there's so many NDAs and like we'll never get the full story. But I would dream of like a. Even like a...
You need to do a podcast.
Or a documentary about... Yeah. Like a Fyre Fest sort of documentary about like how that all came to be.
Pepsi employees, it's time to speak out. And it's time to just tell the tale that needs to be told. Which is, walk me through beginning to end.
To post.
To the backlash. I need like... the entire run through.
And if you happen to hear this and you're listening and you want to do a reader mail, we'll like change your voice.
We will absolutely.
So you'll be like,
we'll do a whole new, tell my story.
Yeah, we'll put you through a full voice thing.
But
please record a voice note and send it in.
Because I haven't watched it maybe like a few years, but it's like something that I return to once in a while. And because I think it's been. Mostly scrubbed.
It was, when was that?
2018?
No, that might have been 2017.
It was 2017 because I remember I was working at the job I came here.
Yeah,
initially.
I remember where I was.
It was kind of a 9/11 moment.
It was like, a cultural 9/11.
It was.
Wow.
And that was like,
time, honestly.
And that was really like pre-Twitter becoming what it is, where like if that had come out today. Can you imagine, or like social media was sort of even still like back then, like less.
Yeah, like TikTok wasn't really anything.
Oh my God. If TikTok had been around when Kendall Jenner handed a Pepsi to the cop. I mean, that was truly her in a wig doing a photo shoot downtown in like the most kind of LA for New York kind of part of downtown.
Mm-hmm.
She looks out, what's going on out there?
Wow, injustice in the streets.
Hasn't been engaged.
A protest? This is insane.
Leave me.
Someone needs to do something about this.
She swats away her hairstylist and sort of walks out, and some kind of like, you know, queer person is like, hey, come on.
Let me show you a thing or two.
And then she's like, all right. And she takes her wig off and rushes outside, rat-a-tat-tat, and just marches through these streets with the crowd. And then
she's, hey, I can get on board with a little bit. Racial equality
and
for
ending
once.
Police brutality.
Yeah, let's end that.
Police abolition.
She goes ACAB. Am I right, guys?
But I just love the idea that she, up until that point, that version of herself had never heard of a protest before, had never heard of any sort of.
I like that this protest was happening where her photo shoot was also happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like,
"Oh, really?
What's that?"
Oh. The most calm, chill protest.
Yeah, like
about 20 people.
Really?
I love that the cops, but they did get right. The cops shutting it down. The cops being like, we're going to fucking kill all these people.
Yeah,
we're
going to
kill these 20 protesters.
They literally were doing during all that time. But, and then she sort of squashes it. Kind of like turns into sort of like a Six Flags.
She can cross the picket line.
She was, remember that old man on the Six Flags ads?
Don't.
She was him.
Do not bring him into this fucking conversation.
She was basically him.
I have spent so much time
unpacking,
trying to get that man out of my mind.
So uncanny.
The one that was like,
yeah,
stop, no, don't bring him back.
That was basically what Kendall did with the Pepsi can.
I love a Vanga Boys moment.
But anyway.
But I can't stand for a Six Flags man.
But we praise Lindsay. We praise the Federation.
Yeah.
They've infiltrated us. This is true.
Pepsi is an international brand.
This is true Russian collusion.
Mm-hmm. Where's Turkey and all of
that? Turkey. Speaking of drama, which we weren't really speaking about drama, but I'm so fascinated and just in love with this story.
Yeah.
So Amy Rohrbach and TJ Holmes, who were two of the hosts of Good Morning America, announced their divorces from their respective spouses. She's married to Elizabeth Shue's brother.
Oh, wow.
And they've been having like a torrid affair with each other, I guess, for a long time. And recently photos of them cheating.
With each other?
With each other. In broad daylight in New York, like at a bar, drinking beer, like crossing like Fifth Avenue together, like with cabs, like just fully out in the open having an affair, have started surfacing. And Elizabeth Shue's brother, Andrew Shue, who I think is a documentary filmmaker or an actor of some kind, but he's deleted all her photos from his. I just love the hetero mess. It's like, it's so straight and so perfect. And I just love it.
I think I used to think, like, much like how when I was a child, I believed that, like, cats and dogs were lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, cats are girls and dogs are boys, and they're in love with each other. I think I also used to think, like, if there was a woman and a man on screen, like, hosting a show like that, they were also in a relationship and together.
Well, you were right.
And now this childhood dream has finally come true.
And they're a hot couple. He's super sexy. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know,
wish them well.
Wish them well, but it's just, it's such
a,
like,
great.
And it's, but it's such like a wholesome, you know, morning show.
People are scandalized.
Oh. And it's like half and half people. Some people are like, who the fuck are these people?
That's me. I'm like, I don't, I can't even picture what they look like.
It's a real job for Who Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're gonna be all over that, so I'm
gonna... Some people, like, that's a huge show.
Oh, I mean, yeah, ABC.
But wouldn't the fans be like excited if your two faves got together?
Straight people, when it's two straight people, it's like, you are punished. It's
you
a lot
think
of...
it's gonna hurt help the brand.
I mean, today they were back at work,
yeah,
and they were at the desk, and one of them, the guy said, who else here is ready for the weekend? And the woman goes, I am. And I was just like, and the other anchor is another woman. And she just goes, yeah, like it's true. Like morning show.
Yeah. It's morning show drama.
And they know they're going to get, I think they probably had double the ratings today because people are like,
yeah, I think it's a net positive for everyone involved, except for their families.
Yeah. And their spouses. And I am just obsessed with the pettiness of taking all the photos off.
Mm-hmm.
Like a guy doing that, a straight man, is so like,
you really think you've petty. Done something when you remove all the photos. I've done it too.
She's unbothered.
Yeah. I love an affair in the streets of New York.
Oh, and it wasn't like it wasn't like the Try Guys where they were like in some like destination place.
I'm like, again, I have no idea.
Again, that was also, but that's sort of like, I'm wondering if it'll be the same sort of fallout as that where it was like,
because one guy had to leave, right?
The guy who cheated on his wife with a consenting employee who was like not even that much younger than him, he had to leave. And they like did a whole like, hey, it's time for us to voice what happened. And they did like a whole 15-minute like saga about how disappointed they were and how they feel betrayed and like they feel like traumatized. I was just like,
I guess that's like a little bit different because it's like with an employee,
right?
But at the same time, I don't think people should be fired for like cheating.
These people are equals.
Mm-hmm.
They're both
this is like the best case cheating scenario ever.
Well, it's like, what's his name, Morning Joe and Micah, they were fucking.
I literally, again, it's like number three, just truly blind spot. I don't even know.
Anyway, I'm happy for Amy and TJ and wish them well.
Do you watch Good Morning America?
No, I have had my eyes on her because I believe she was in a really funny interview with Carrie Fisher right before Carrie passed away, where mm-hmm. Carrie was like trolling her for being thin.
Oh, okay.
And it was really funny, and she was being a good sport. But she had, there was a clip of her, a hot mic clip, where she was talking about how she broke the Epstein story years before anyone did, and like had all the, like, she had all these interviews in the bag with like that Virginia Giuffre. And like she named Clinton in this hot mic moment, and she's like, I'm so pissed because ABC wouldn't let us do it because then we wouldn't have access to the royal family.
Wow. I remember you talking about this.
And I was like, damn, this, she's a real one.
She's a journalist.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And
now she's just getting dicked down by her hot coworker. Down by her hot ass. Yeah.
And they're going
to
be just...
And you get to like go and be on camera together. Ooh, yeah. Attention. Baby. Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a little... Yeah.
Makes just work exciting
makes
again.
Work exciting, making their other co-anchor like a little uncomfortable.
But they're also probably like excited
Lol.
For them.
Yeah.
Lol. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Speaking of royal family, Meghan and Harry's trailer for their Netflix documentary came out today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, I mean, it's disappointing, I think.
Propaganda?
Totally.
Okay.
Why did you want to make this documentary?
Because we want attention.
Yeah.
Okay, right off the bat, they have the vibe of like a couple that you went to high school with, that like two really beautiful people that were in high school that then got together and got married and have like this like picture perfect life.
They're royalty.
Yeah. But like
the photo booth.
When the stakes are this high, does it make more sense to hear our story from us?
Okay.
I'm really tired of you guys.
I wish them well. I do. Why? But
I'm gonna have to watch this.
Oh, I will. We will be watching.
Like, maybe there's no...
We could do like a recap on our bonus or something.
Yeah.
But I wish them well. But I'm also like, guys, the only reason you did this is because you want money and attention.
Yeah. That's the only reason you're doing anything.
You did a good job. You spilled the beans.
Yeah.
That needed to be spilled. Go live your life.
Unless
got the top
you're going
podcast.
To bring something new and exciting and crazy to the table, God bless.
Well, the former head of counterterrorism in the UK did this week confirm that they were receiving like horrific racist terroristic threats and that the royal family was like not doing anything. So like,
yeah,
they're vindicated in that, because I think the trolls were saying that they were making it all up.
No, I mean, I believe that.
Yeah.
I never thought that was like a lie. That
no, I'm just
I
saying.
I mean, that makes like perfect sense. I feel like people would do that to them.
They're just like, but now it's, I don't know, it just feels like.
People are dying.
Gosh. It lowers their brand a little.
Her less doing is more.
Less is more. Give us mystery.
Yeah.
Give us like.
We
need American royalty.
When does this come out?
December. A gift to us. And then his book. And then he has his tell-all book coming out.
Oh, it's literally
nonstop.
We're looking 2 months.
Q1.
We're looking like Q1.
And maybe Q2.
And probably part of Q2 is about to be consumed.
Yeah.
With like more Meghan and Harry content. And truly at this point, unless you're going to be like really throw, like go for broke and be like Prince Charles was the one that said the comment about like
my child's skin color,
will be like, unless you're going to name names, get the fuck out.
They're not going to.
Well, then it's enough.
They're going to be teasing.
No one.
I want to hear that.
You're not adding anything to the table.
King Charles.
Not my king. Will never be a king to me.
But like nail his ass. You know it was him. So just say it.
Well, just say who it was.
But I just love, they're so petty in a way that I kind of like, that Prince William and Princess Kate had this big trip right now in Boston.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
they're
like,
they're not planning on crossing paths.
But this came out while they're having supposedly this like big moment there. This trailer dropped. Like they're good.
I wish Meghan would stop playing with Kate like that.
Go for William.
Yeah, go for William.
Go for that bald ass.
Go for Charles. Go for Prince Andrew.
Camilla.
Go for Camilla.
Go for Queen Consort.
Stay away from Kate.
Why?
She's just like...
She's just like a dopey...
She's just like doing the damn thing. What do you expect her to do? What do you expect Kate to do? She's married in.
Yeah.
Leave her out of it. Let her be. Do you know how much work it probably takes for her to stay that thin?
And fuck him.
And keep having babies and do all the waving and go on all the trips. Like, I don't get the sense that Kate is genuinely like so happy and fulfilled with her life. Leave her alone. That's just my hot take.
I love the shot of them all at the funeral, and they're all.
I love it going, and it's just Kate front and center. Leave her out of it. What? Go for anyone else. Just leave Kate alone. I don't know why I feel so protective over her, but I really do.
She's just like this, like.
She's just this thin bitch. Just let her be.
She's like this. I mean, she's clearly dead inside, right?
Yeah, or like.
You gotta be a little dead inside to do what she does.
I think so.
And like, she's probably disassociating a lot of her life.
She's also a victim, I think.
Yeah, well, she. Her best friend fucked her husband.
Yeah.
That's pretty shitty.
I know. And then they, like, were saying all that. Like, she married it. Like, she's not the one. Leave her out of it. I know she probably, like, was rude to you.
Which is not good.
Which isn't great. But, like, consider the source. I would not enter into that zone as anyone and expect Kate Middleton to be nice to me. You know what I mean? I would expect, like...
coldness.
Ice cold. I'd be lucky if she even like made eye contact. Said,
hey girl.
Hey. Hey Kate. You want a croissant? You want some coffee?
No,
want a quad?
No croissant.
No, I don't even think she would even.
What do you think she eats?
Nothing.
Is she on Ozempic?
No, she is Ozempic.
She
She's
is.
Human Ozempic.
I love that they're in Boston.
Weird. Wait, let's talk about Bones and All really quick because you
How,
saw
what
that.
What are we at right
no,
now?
No, I'm not telling you.
Okay. I saw Bones and All last night and I didn't love it. I'm a little like, I gotta be real. It's probably my least favorite movie he's done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It was too long. It was like, I thought it was like a half hour too long. Could have been like 2 hours.
How long was it?
Like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, damn.
2 hours and 10 minutes. Too long. Boring a little. I thought it was, and I maybe it's just a difference in like squeamish. I just like the it was gross, and I know it's supposed to be, it's a fucking cannibal movie.
Yeah.
But it was like nasty.
Jack Nasty.
It was Jack.
It brought the Jack Nasty out.
Nasty. I'm judging their.
Yeah, it's a cannibalism movie.
I know, but it was like, and I thought Timmy was kind of, he tested me.
He
tested the fuck out of me, this movie. Taylor Russell's a star.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Timmy is a star, but I don't know. He wasn't doing it for me. He was giving me like Rufio.
I know, it was Rufio core.
Very hook vibes. They didn't have any chemistry. And I thought Mark Rylance was incredible. He was
so good.
I hope he gets a nomination.
Mm-hmm.
He was terrifying.
He did walked this incredible line between being like
really sweet.
Is this person like sweet?
Is he like Sling
Are they
Blade?
Just like misunderstood?
Yeah.
Is he just like a little bit off, but he's like helpful?
Like Boo Radley or something.
Yeah, like what does he want?
Yeah.
And then
No.
He is not the one.
But and it was their whole, I mean, the movie's beautiful. Like, the vastness, like, it was very, like, on the road, like,
mm-hmm.
Americana. That was great. I like that Luca did a movie in America. I just was, like, checking my phone a lot.
Damn. I would have thought differently. I love, like, this portrait of, like, existing on the fringes of society.
Well, it was very, like, it felt like kind of an allegory for, like, coming out in the 80s and like felt like the queer, like a, you know what I mean, like living in like a taboo quote-unquote fringe culture. Well, yeah, it was like she was abandoned by her dad and like the way he was talking about it was felt sort of like someone being rejected for being gay or coming out as queer.
Yeah, I didn't even think of it that way.
I felt that as a like as a gay person watching, knowing that Luca is also a gay person, it felt like, who was probably coming out at that time, it just felt sort of, maybe that's not what he was implying, but that's what I felt, like a queer coming of age almost.
Okay. I was like looking at it more of like an allegory for addiction and like inherited trauma of like family, just like inherited family trauma.
No, I think it was like a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Addiction, definitely. I mean, the part that scared me the most was the Michael Stolberg, who played Timmy's dad in Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, yeah. The David cop, Gordon. His cop friend. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
Do you know who that was?
Mm-mm.
David Gordon Green,
Mm-mm.
who does like the Halloween movies, the reboot.
A director?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
Yeah. I was just never bored, and I was like very much like in it and yeah. wanting to see like where it went and just liking the lore of the world that he set up. And I thought like all the logic really tracked. Like I never questioned like any of the logic of the cannibals and like how it was genetic trait or like any. Yeah. But then I was like, really, the ending was so dark and sad. I was just like, damn. But I've thought about it a ton since then. I'm probably going to see it again.
Yeah. I still love Luca. I don't think I'll see that again.
Yeah.
I think maybe I have a threshold with cannibalism.
I think you've really found that in yourself. I think you have like a threshold for gore.
I love like zombie stuff and vampire, but when it's like humans doing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love it. I think it's like really fascinating. It's made me want to go back and watch. There's a movie called We Are Who We Are that was like, I think like a foreign movie first and then remade in America. I want to watch a foreign movie. But then there's a movie with Vincent Gallo and this other actress that called Devil All the Time, which I think also was a book. And the book's been on my reading list for a long time. And the movie is also on my like watch list. I think it's called Devil All the Time. And
I think that's a movie with Tom Holland.
Really? Hang on. I have to find the name of this.
We're doing a Type 45 on Bones and all.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that is it. Hang on. Okay, found it. It's called Devil All the Time is a book on my reading list, but this is called Trouble Every Day.
Okay.
And it's a film by Claire Denis.
Oh.
Also a queen of mine.
Yeah.
And it's like about a couple. I think there's cannibalistic shit at play.
Gallows in it?
Mm-hmm. But like, I like that genre of movie exploration. Like it hits right in that place where I don't love like things grounded, like horror grounded in like ultra reality. But like,
this was like far enough removed from reality that it was like,
feels almost fairy tale like a bit.
It did.
It
was like a fable.
And it's also like taboo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was really good.
I liked the music. I loved.
Yeah. The score was incredible.
Trent Reznor.
Did he do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
and Atticus Ross.
But yeah, Timmy needs to. I would say my note would be turn it down a notch.
Turn it down.
Just a notch.
Enunciate. Mumbling
a
little.
He's also really hot.
He was really hot.
I know. It's so hard.
He's a little thin.
He's very thin.
Teeny.
I was like, I couldn't be with this man.
I thought the guy that he cruises was like, I was like, who's he?
Yeah, he was sexy.
But yeah, Timmy. He wasn't doing it for me this time.
I thought he was hot, but I was also like kind of eye rolling at him. But I want to watch it again and see if I like feel differently.
Speaking of,
what would you give it rating wise?
7, 6.5.
What about like A, B, C, D?
B. Oh. Purely for aesthetics and like the amount of attention to detail that Luca does.
Mm-hmm.
A B.
Hell yeah.
Well, speaking of A+, this episode was. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique, Bones
podcast.
And All. Salty Utah Queens!
Guys, this episode...
catapulting
was a return to form.
We need Angie K.
The well, Angie we didn't know we've always needed.
Our Greek queen.
Love her.
She makes up for a lot of lost time.
This season is so uneven because it's like, as I'm thinking about it, I cannot tell you what has happened in the past, like, episodes since episode 3, our live show.
It's, you know, it feels like a weird filler season because they're counting down to Jen's fate.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it's all sort of like, that's the looming tower, you know? And it's like, they've tried to, they're filming around this elephant in the room that's Jen is probably going to go to jail for. I mean, in the wake
well,
of the Chrisleys.
We're not going to see the sentencing this season.
Right. But I think they're like rushing to film as much as they can leading up to her
incarceration. I mean, she's going to jail.
Right. And after in a post Chrisley, I mean,
and
that's
post Lizzie Holmes. I think that Jen's facing like 10 years. She should not get more time than Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that the Chrisleys got Todd Chrisley got more time than Elizabeth Holmes. But homophobic.
I think also people like in social and socioeconomic and like class structure.
Yes.
Elizabeth Holmes has more contacts and is viewed as like higher class than like reality TV stars.
She's like buds with Kissinger.
And I think that general opinion of reality TV stars is like they deserve to be like embarrassed or have like the book thrown at them, and I would argue
it's the opposite.
And if Jen gets more time than Elizabeth Holmes, I'm gonna take to the streets.
We're gonna be storming
Salt Lake City. I will storm Beauty Lab and Laser. Take that Morpheus 8 gun and just start self-administering.
They think you're in there to like insurrect.
Fuck shit up. No.
Meanwhile, you just go.
I'm just going to steal their Morpheus 8 machine. No, but I will fucking.
It's going down.
Fume. She's getting sentenced on December 15th. It's
my
like,
mom's birthday.
Oh my God. I'm nervous. I think she is.
You should
too.
Be nervous. I think
it's
of
not
our
good. Outlook not so good. If I were Magic 8-Ball, that's what I would say.
Despite our continued support for prison abolition,
it's not going to get abolished this year. It's not going to get abolished by December 15th, the day that we need prison reform.
It's not going to help old Jennifer. But
she's making a really bad case for herself too on this show. I'm really trying to stand in my Jen Shaw did nothing wrong truth, but she makes it.
She lost me.
When Angie K comes to town and spills the hot scalding tea.
And has it spilled on her. So we come up, they're getting ready to leave on their, as Wild Rose says later, another domestic trip because one of us is facing a court order.
I'm liking Whitney more and more. Despite my not wanting to, despite my resistance, the Wild Rose is growing on me.
The Wild Rose is giving us life. She's giving us party. She's giving us fun house.
She's kind of funny.
She's witty.
The Justin of it all freaks me out.
He's got something going on with his face.
But Wild Rose.
Wild Rose is flawless queen.
Yeah.
So they're going on like yet another like celebration of Jen trip because, I mean, they're basically like she's not.
They have to stay within like a 600 mile radius of Salt Lake City. So they're going to San Diego, which is bottom of the barrel. When it comes to housewives trips.
They could. Yeah. It's not like Cabo. It's not like.
No.
Vegas. It's not.
It's giving like.
New York.
I'm catching up on Potomac right now. But that house that Mia rented.
Oh.
I've never.
That'd be a good name for a movie.
The house that Mia rented. Yeah. This house is scary.
San Diego.
And the San Diego house is nice, I guess.
It's nicer than the Arizona,
it's nicer than
Scottsdale.
Yeah.
That was like, you could only, the chaos that erupted felt fitting for that.
It wanted that.
It craved that. This is more like kind of near the beach. It's very like blindingly white.
I'm shocked that she's allowed to go as far south as San Diego.
She's flirting.
She really is.
Her ODD, she was like...
She's so close to the border.
She's literally like 30 miles from Mexico.
Yeah, I'm like, that seems really out of control.
Isn't it like right there?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah, they're really... She's... But I think she likes that.
I wish they had gone to Big Sur.
That would have been post-ranch.
Why didn't they go to Big Sur?
Got like a, or like Carmel.
Or like a beautiful house in Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
Or like any of that area.
San Francisco.
Jen needed a healing journey in Big Sur. Instead, she got a healing journey in fucking San Diego.
The site of the ending of Jurassic Park 2 when the Tyrannosaurus Rex randomly gets loose in San Diego.
Oh.
Jen is putting her contacts in and contemplating life and mortality, which is like me every day. She's also taking antidepressants. I kept going, I feel you, bitch.
No, I was like, this is me.
This is
not contacts, but she was like, every day is a struggle and I'm just like trying to get through it and take my medication. I was like, hell yeah.
She goes, every day I'm fighting. I love she just keeps saying, every day I'm fighting for my life.
She's fighting for her goddamn life, morning, noon, and night.
I hope Jen wears that outfit with the hat.
In prison.
And just every day in prison.
Nanny McPhee.
No one will fuck with her. Damn, I'm worried.
I can't have her go to... Like, I can't...
She's going to, Laura. You have to just, like... We have to start really accepting that this is the reality that we're being...
I'm gonna have to talk about this with my therapist. Because it actually, like...
Does it activate, like, parental...
No, it just activates, like... I really don't... It's a hard place. Because, like, I want to see her still be... on the show, even though she's clearly having like a mental breakdown, and whatever the show is doing is like
sucking
making everything worse,
yeah,
and exploiting her
and
emotional
her
and her family, but mostly her emotional state for views, which I get that, but I will fuck with it anyways. But like, I would rather have that than know that she's in prison.
Prison. Yeah, it's really hard. It's like when Teresa went to jail, we were like, oh.
Like, it just feels really sad. For some reason, like, Teresa didn't hit me, but I was a different person when Teresa was going to jail. And now, as an empath, I can't.
It's hard.
I really have to, like, divorce from, I need to do some work around Jen Shah in prison.
You should journal.
I'll journal about it. I'll light some candles.
Heather meets Angie H. and Dana at, this is like a trend now of like a coffee shop slash bakery that's all
bustling.
Over LA. No,
it's
but it's
too loud in those
huge.
Places. Huge
Apple
and loud.
Stores. They're just, every new coffee joint in LA looks like a computer store.
Yeah. And also serves like a full breakfast menu and like different avocado toasts, but also is like playing rap music and it's so fucking loud in there.
There's a coffee place that popped up where I used to live in West Hollywood that I swear to God had like $12 coffees.
Where is it?
That's at Hudson Place on Gardner or Vista and Santa Monica. You're like, I'm going.
I'm about to go. But I just also realized I'd never had my coffee today.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Do you feel okay?
No, I feel kind of kooky. Should I have a shot of espresso?
Maybe roll with the kooky.
Mm.
If you want.
But now it's like so late in the day.
You're going to be wired. If
I have one shot, will I be wired for
life? I'm not
going
to tell
life?
You what to do with your... This is hashtag...
My body.
My body. If your body craves a quad.
I don't need a quad. But maybe just a little sip. Maybe just a double. A doppio.
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it. Tony, come here.
Okay, I got a coffee now. Things, these wrongs are being righted.
Lars?
I'm also on my period, which is, I think, why I'm so emotional about Jen Shah going to prison.
Oh, damn,
it's like really bugging me. And like, I can't think about it for too long because I will get so depressed.
Power to the pussy.
Pussy power.
Total, I'm always like, I don't know how you do, I don't know how you gals do it. Truly, I'm like, damn. No, that tracks.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, so they meet there, and I said Dana might be a flop. She's giving...
She needs on-camera training.
She needs media training.
I'm so unclear on her entire vibe.
Well, so she's now, like, a source of drama because Jen, like, in the previous episode, the very end, Dana went to Meredith's and Jen yelled at her on the phone.
But I forget why Jen's mad at her.
Because she said Dana was talking shit about her.
Okay. So she's like, now is the time for then. If someone tees you up like this on Housewives, this is your call. Now your role is
your call to arms.
You're a call to arms. So you got to start talking shit and getting in there creating the conflict. But Dana,
she's so terrified.
Who cast her?
I think she's just friends. She's in the mix. I think she's just too afraid to come off poorly. It's very stiff.
I am and Jen is angry at me, and I don't know why.
I think Dana is probably like a cool person and like isn't supposed to be on a reality show.
No. She's not meant for this.
Angie K.
Angie H.
Angie H.
Everyone else. Even like Heather sometimes I feel is looking at Dana like, bitch, you're really acting like this? Like, we're filming.
I know. It's
she
just
had
not...
some looks in especially that scene, and even Angie H. was like, so tell me, like trying to kind of get in. And I'm like cognizant that there are cameras around filming these women in a restaurant when Dana, stiff as a board, Dana tells everything that's going on and is like,
Jen's mad at me, and
like a deer in the fucking headlights.
It's really hard, and I don't know. I'm invited as a guest of a guest. So Meredith has invited her to San Diego.
Also, where does Meredith's alliances or loyalty lie? Meredith is chaotic.
I really need all these, especially Meredith and Heather, to go to like CODA.
So Meredith is friends with Jen.
Now. She wasn't before.
Meredith loves an underdog.
She loves an underdog.
I was getting vibes of when she rode hard for Mary Cosby with no rhyme or reason, except she was just like, I love her and she means the world to me. Remember when Mary Cosby and Meredith were like
besties?
Bosom buddies, and Meredith was like, you guys don't know her, I know her. She's a gorgeous human being.
But then Mary would like talk to Meredith after everyone would leave them, and they would just be the two of them, and Mary would just be like talking like about God knows what, and you would just see Meredith be like.
But Meredith rode so
hard. She rode
hard. She loves an underdog.
She loves a psychopath. She loves a bona fide.
She loves to align herself
with a mess.
With an absolute Damon. Whoever's like the,
but so does,
the resident Damon.
So does Heather. Heather's like needs to.
Heather has like.
She needs to gain some. She needs to get some like inner peace, because her riding so hard for Jen.
It's
and like,
weird.
And her logic that bends to Jen's logic is like very weird to me.
Yeah, she has no rhyme or reason either, but it does come from a place of like inner turmoil where Meredith's, I'm still trying to pinpoint where Meredith's, I think she's like just a little curious.
Brooks is like in her ear being like, mom, align yourself with the messiest person you can find and you'll be at the center of it all.
Remember when she FaceTimes with Chloe and you realize that she, Brooks, and Chloe all talk the same way to each other?
Her sister does too.
What is it like to be Seth, where everyone in your life talks like this?
He loves it.
He
looked really hot.
He is hot.
I know, but I've been like kind of like,
I know, but
he
now
darks
you're
me out.
You just can't even, you can't look at anything he does on social
media. I know,
media.
I know.
That Instagram account, Real Housewives Smoking, it's like always posting pictures of Seth's like his
get help,
his help, self help, like sayings, and they make no sense.
It's giving like Todd Peterson.
It's really weird. He's like, it's only when you break down that you walk through the up break and you break down in your breakup. It's shit like that where you're like, that doesn't even make...
What, in Dr. Seuss hell?
Yeah, it's Dr. Seuss vibe.
Did you see that Todd Peterson series where he was like mugged by someone and like...
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Oh, I sent it to you. Sorry.
Todd Peterson's most recent check-in with my unwell king.
It's hard.
He was like... he posted a series of videos.
I might.
You... Okay.
I might.
You contain such multitudes because you don't like Bones and all, but you do like Todd Peterson with like a bloody face.
He's like my problematic wood.
You know he would fuck the shit out of you.
I know.
Like it would be really good.
I mean, but you...
Not for a gay man, not for a woman.
No.
He's meant to have gay sex.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you have your Keith Raniere thing.
Look, I am who I am.
I'm bones and all. We all have our moments of like...
But Todd Peterson just laughing.
I know.
Taking videos of himself laughing. Someone's just literally hit him in the face.
I know, it's really fucked
up. I was like, this man is so unwell. May God have mercy on his soul. But I'm glad he just checks in every once in a while.
From the ether.
From the fucking neither world.
And thank you to the listeners the readers that send me...
Todd Peterson updates.
They'll be like, I got one for you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. You've had enough staying home. You've had enough confinement. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate travel shoes from Allbirds, like the breathable, silky, smooth Tree Runner, the responsive foam and extra grip of the Tree Dasher, or the classic low-top look of the Tree Piper. Allbirds has a shoe ready for whatever adventures you have planned. Whether you're traveling to the ends of the earth or settling in for a staycation, you need a shoe that's versatile enough to go with any outfit, durable enough to wear over any terrain, and lightweight enough to make packing a breeze. Being made from insanely comfortable, breezy eucalyptus fiber is a plus, too. When you wear Allbirds tree shoes, you're in vacation mode before you even leave the house. They're the only shoes your suitcase needs. Boarding pass? Check. Passport? Check. The perfect travel shoe? Check. Find your perfect pair of Tree Dashers, Runners, Pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
So Jen is always, Jen has Meredith over, who comes in a fabulous orange trench. And it's snowing outside. She's just the sun. Yeah. I'm like, why do you live here? I'm just like, live in New York.
When Meredith rode up to Jen's house, I thought it was Jen's car. And I was like, oh, she's doing fine. She still has a Range Rover. And then I was like, oh, no, that's Meredith.
She's just, I feel like I'm like, why, like, you're pretending to live in Utah.
She's
always in New York.
Likes to be the biggest fish in a small pond. Is she always in New York?
I think she's in New York a lot.
She's a native New Yorker.
She is a native New Yorker.
Wow.
You're a native New... I think she is. Right?
No, you're thinking of Lisa Barlow. I'm not.
Okay, I'll double check on that. So Jen always has a hoarse voice because she's always either yelling or has long COVID.
Or she's like scream crying because she's facing so long in prison.
It's Ramadan, so they're fasting. So she gives Jen or Meredith Muslim tea.
But isn't Jen not fasting? Because Jen says something. She's like, Sharif said, don't fast because it'll really like make you unwell. And if Sharif, the Muslim, is telling you sit this one out because he's worried of what dreams may come. If you take
the
away
nightmares
food,
to come.
Jen, you cannot subtract food from the mix.
She needs her carbs.
She needs to have whatever she wants to eat or drink. Like, let her have it.
And Sharif is an amazing man. because he gets her so much, and he's like,
please, baby, please, don't.
For all of our sakes.
For
please.
The love of Allah, do not fucking fast.
Drink a banana milkshake.
He's like, I will bring you Shake Shack tonight. Like, just don't. Just keep eating throughout the day.
Jen says that the thing that's helped her most is her relationship with Allah.
I'm obsessed with her trying to work some sort of, like, self-help. She's really, like, a... starts off this episode like a new woman where she's just taking her meds, taking things one day at a time. She's has this relationship with Allah that's like changing her only, and you know when she starts that it's only gonna go downhill from there, and you're about to see that none of it is actually true.
Meredith should be one of her counsel.
Yeah, what the fuck.
Meredith would be good.
Meredith needs to appeal the sentence.
It needs to be how like Rob Kardashian was sort of like a He was like part of his
was
OJ team, but he was sort of.
Oh, I thought you meant Rob Kardashian.
No, Robert Sr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How he was sort of like a advisor, counselor, and they were just friends. And
yeah,
was
what
like,
the fuck?
Reactivate that
bar.
Mm-hmm. While Rose and Heather are counting the minutes so they have to reunite and feel all the tension in San Diego.
Is Heather like physically abusive, low key?
Maybe.
She pushed Whitney into that window and then she pushed her out of her house.
She might.
Is Heather like low-key just like throwing hands?
Putting hands or whatever?
Putting hands on the Wild Rose. She needs to lay off the Wild Rose.
Wild Rose needs to also stop poking the beehive.
I'm team Wild Rose. Wild or die. Ride or die.
Ride or die. The mountains in the morning when they get to the airport to go to San Diego are gorgeous in the background.
Salt Lake is a beautiful place. Utah is so stunning.
They all gather in typical Housewives fashion for a season trip. They all gather early, early, early in the morning to get as maximum time filming as possible.
Jen looks incredible. Her traveling outfit, A+.
Dana arrives and sort of like waits for Meredith, like standing on the curb because Jen is like... not greeting her, and then Jen goes, huh, she didn't greet me on my own trip. So this is Jen. We all need to really firmly understand that this is Jen Shaw's trip.
Jen planned this trip. But she chose the house. But what does that mean?
She didn't actually. Angie arranged.
Bravo said you can choose this one or this one.
Angie arranged everything.
Yeah.
And Meredith is sort of in charge.
Meredith has been made the CEO of fun by Jen.
Which I'm like... I don't know if Meredith's like a leader.
She's not also like fun.
No.
I would say the Wild Rose would be a good CEO.
Wild Rose or Heather Gay would be a good fun CEO. CEO of
Even
fun.
Lisa Barlow seems pretty fun.
Her idea of fun was that like horse thing, which was pretty, but like
that was cool.
The women didn't like it because they were all haters.
She's my CEO of fun.
She sort of faded this episode.
She's in really this episode was Lisa Barlow light, and I need it to be heavier next episode.
So they all get there on the plane. Jen makes like a hammy announcement to the whole plane. They're on like Delta.
I would love to make a silly announcement on a plane. I'm glad that Jen got that moment.
I remember J-Law did that when the Eagles were winning the Super Bowl because she had done that Silver Linings Playbook movie.
Mm-hmm.
She did the Eagles chant on the...
I'm happy that Jen...
I want to know what Jennifer Lawrence thinks about...
Jen Shaw.
Yeah. Need her on the pod.
Yeah. Jen, what does she think? Jen, just come on the pod.
Just come on. Let's make this, let's manifest this for.
I've been manifesting.
Jennifer Lawrence on Sex Unique Podcast.
Yeah.
Needs to happen. And I think it will happen.
We'll either talk Vanderpump Rules. We'll talk Real Housewives. We'll I'll talk whatever anything.
She wants. Yeah. I'll literally sit outside. Well, you know, I'll pod. If need be, I will sit in my car.
She's like, the only way I can will come on the pod is if I replace Carrie.
And I'll be like, all right.
And you're like, okay.
All right.
I'm like, for one episode.
You're like, get out of here, good.
I'm like, well, it's been fun.
Well, it's been fun, Carrie.
I'm like, Jennifer Lawrence is the new co-host.
Yeah.
Meredith.
So they all gather in the limo to go to the house. And I just wrote, Jen is truly wild. Jen is like, Angie, from the jump, Angie K is like really getting under Jen's skin. Because Angie sort of making it like, this is my trip that I've organized and you're all guests. Because it's her friend's house that they're staying in. They're staying in this like beautiful kind of like Mendocino Farms kind of
imagine mansion. Being Jen Shaw, one Jennifer Shaw, and every day you're fighting for your life. And then on your show that you're the star of, some other bitch with long black hair comes around.
Who has more money.
Who has more money than you.
And isn't facing jail time.
And is a free woman. And she starts running her mouth. While the cameras are rolling,
it's bad.
I would freak out too. This is a recipe for disaster.
They're doing a tour of the house and they get to like the palatial
master suite.
And then Angie just gets on the bed and goes, this is my room. Welcome to my room, everyone. And you just see Jen.
Like a spark.
And meanwhile, Jen has had the master bedroom in every trip they've been on like since the show started.
You can't take the master from Jen when she's like less than a year away from Prejean.
Well, no, in general, Jen always needs to get the biggest room.
You have to just do it to you.
But
it's the only way to have world peace is if Jen gets the master. I hope that they know this in prison.
Mm-hmm.
They need to give her the most beautiful room.
So they all go down, and Jen is like fuguing. She's misfiring, and Angie is like, I want to talk about this trip and like what it means to all of us. And like all of a sudden, Jen interrupts her and she's like, oh, are you like taking charge now? And then Angie says, take it to the top, sis. And that sets Jen off and she takes her flute of champagne and pours it on Angie's head, which I'm like, that's
the way I gasped.
That is true. No impulse control. Like that is so destructive and just like beyond disgusting behavior.
If someone did that to me in that situation, yeah, I would freak the fuck out.
I would get like Terminator 2 spear hand.
I would go 0 to 60. Like I wouldn't be able to let it go.
It's a terror. It was kind of like one of those moments where you're like, oh, this person like feels nothing. Has no remorse.
Yeah, really scared. Well, that I was like, oh my God, like work. But I was also shocked. And then Angie K's like, why did you just do that? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, what? And then Jen goes, what? And then pours her glass on her head. And that's when I was like, oh, this woman
nuts.
Has lost the plot. She's kooky.
It was like, it was definitely a slay. But it was also a,
I would not want to be around. Everyone else is silent. Are bones and all.
It's that Adam Freeland tweet that's a woman, colon, does so something sociopathic. Her gaze, colon, work. That's what that was. And everyone is so codependent with Jen and like trying to keep her feeling entertained and like agreed with at all times that no one says anything.
Well, because also I think they have Stockholm syndrome because they know that one move could cause a Jen Shaw meltdown.
Heather at one point is like, she was kind of justified in doing that. I was like, Heather,
maybe we all have friends as supportive as Heather.
You need to go to a like deprogramming clinic. That's like, if my friend did that, I'd be like, I'm taking you to the hospital.
Yeah. If a friend did that to like someone else on a trip, I'd be like, You're wrong for that. I would actually like laugh a lot, and then I would.
Yeah, me too. But
I would be crying laughing. And then I would go to like everyone and have separate check-ins and talk shit about both of the people that were involved.
Yeah.
Try and take the temperature of the room, and then go to each of those people and see what they think, and then just like formulate my own opinion.
They've been conditioned by. They're like a truly dysfunctional family. Like they've been conditioned. It's like. An alcoholic family system where like Jen is the parent and no one can like everyone has to like walk on eggshells. And so Angie's like, what?
The way I would
leave.
The way I would cackle.
I know.
And then probably make the dysfunction much worse just behind the scenes.
At least you know. You know yourself.
The way I would cross.
To thy own self be true.
Mm-hmm.
Angie's like, that sets her off. And I'm like, well, Jen Shaw, you did ask for this. Because now Angie's about to, like,
I know,
spill the fucking beans on Jen's, like, she's about to air her out. Which is, like, everyone's been kind of pretending this whole time and, like, letting you get away with everything. And Angie's now, like, fuck you, bitch.
She's about to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Which is, Jen, you have a death wish. Like, why would you do that to the one person that, like, has all your secrets?
Because Jen is operating in this way where like she's a victim. The women have been condoning that.
Yeah,
we've been doing that. Like we've been
I'm conditioned.
We're conditioned too. Jen is fully conditioned all of us into like empathizing with her to a degree that we let things slide and being going as
let
far as me and
slide.
You being like she shouldn't go to prison.
Honestly, she shouldn't.
But there's a difference between getting a kick out of someone and then being like, but she's made it like. So,
I'd be like, you can't do that.
So Angie...
I'm like, scam all the old people you want, but you can't be pouring champagne on our friend's head during the girls' trip.
But Angie is now coming from it as a place of like, wait, I'm not going to let you get away with this, which I think we need.
She needed to hear it.
We need a player like this in the game.
This is the wake-up call...
Everyone needed.
That everyone needed.
But not many take.
Well, Lisa Barlow is shunked into utter silence.
Lisa is like, she's... I think reverting a lot this season back to childhood.
She's
middle child.
She's still like she entered a fugue state earlier in the season where she was having like just like full visions of being reborn and going back through her childhood that's still playing out. So she is like only maybe, you know.
It's very she's gone full shining, like she's disappeared into herself.
Danny isn't here, Mrs. Torrance, yeah.
Lisa's not here anymore.
Lisa
it's
isn't
me.
Here, Mrs. Torrance.
Lisa's not here, Mrs. Torrance.
Lisa isn't here, Mrs. Torrance.
Red rum.
Red rum. Disgusting.
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 Mrs. Torrance. Hey. Hey, girl. Hey, gorgeous.
Hey, Mrs. Torrance.
Do you want to go into business together?
Hey, baby gorgeous. You look stunned.
Who does your social media?
Is there Vita Tequila there?
So she's now fuguing, but she's like on Team Angie.
Yeah. She's just listening. She's empathizing.
Well, Lisa also knows when a new Supreme is rising.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows
Angie's... She's aligning herself.
I mean, it's, you know, it's too soon to say. That...
Straight hair... They're straight hair queens recognizing each other.
It's still too early to say if Angie's actually going to be a queen or if this is just like a sort of like, but I'm getting good vibes.
This is promising.
Promising.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not getting the vibes I got from old Jinx.
Ms. Jinx.
Or from the get-go. I was like.
You were.
Everyone's getting changed. Heather and Jen are just, Heather's like. You were totally justified into doing that. Meredith and her are just like, girl, you were so right to do that.
Jen
you were
goes,
just having
what?
Fun.
I poured it on myself too.
They're like,
it was a joke. It wasn't that big of a deal.
And Heather's like, totally.
It's like that
even
is
Meredith.
A justification. Meredith?
Well, I'm just like, I'm kind of like, not, sorry to interrupt you, but I'm kind of like, Meredith's like the queen of, she's like the Emily Post of this cast. Like,
mm-hmm.
I will not stand for that abhorrent behavior. And it's like,
she stands for nothing, though. That's
I know,
what I'm saying. Is
demagogue.
Like, she, like, won't stand for abhorrent behavior, but she aligns herself with the people that act the worst.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me that she's, like, she called out Lisa so hard for her, like, abhorrent behavior. When like
forgive Lisa.
Arguably, what Jen did is, like, just as bad.
Yeah, Lisa wasn't violent towards anyone.
No, that's a violent act, to pour something on someone.
It is. It's an assault. It is. It's assault.
It is.
Lisa just called shit talked. There's nothing wrong with blowing off a little steam when you think you're in private.
Wild Rose goes, oh, the tension is real. And they get onto a party bus.
She is in a place of tension is real.
They get on a party bus to go to the yacht, which I'm like, the worst thing they could do right now is be on the open water.
I knew you were going to get triggered by a boat. Anger on a boat.
Natalie Wood.
Can't go well.
Mm-mm. Jen, in the car, Jen goes to Angie. Well, I'm waiting for an apology from you. And I was like,
You should not.
So Angie, back at the house, and is going to continue with it. She's unleashed the truth bombs that she... Truth bombs.
You literally just got a job for TMZ just now.
I literally am like, hey everyone, it's Carrie for Pop Candies TV, giving you all the tea on Selena Gomez and Orlando Bloom's reunion on the streets of Melrose.
This is Carrie with Pop Sugar.
This is Carrie with Pop Sugar at the premiere of Bella Thorne's new movie.
Nothing but truth bombs dropping left and right.
We're getting tea shades. It's like very like other two.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's now saying she's dolled out like $15,000 for that birthday party for Coach Shaw, and Jen has not.
She paid for Coach Shaw's whole birthday, which I was wondering at the time. I was like, how are they paying for this? And now questions answered. It was actually Angie K, and she has all the receipts. She goes one by one. And I was like, damn.
So she's about to be like, to do that to me, which I'm like,
does she want to get paid back?
Mm.
I understand being mad if you did something out of the kindness of your heart. And like,
they haven't even,
not even like, I mean, I would assume, I think if you offer to host something, you're probably just saying like, this one's on me. But like, then I think you expect to have some respectful treatment for like the rest of the year. You certainly don't expect
the rest
to, like,
of the quarter.
Yeah, like if someone then turns on you and pours champagne on your head and is a bitch to you, I'd be like, wait, what the fuck? Like,
yeah,
you're not being like nice to me. Like, I did this. I don't know if it's really like about the money.
No, I think Jen never even thanked her.
Yeah, and she said didn't even get a thank you note.
And I think if you're going to offer to do that, like, you better be prepared that you're not going to get paid back for it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and maybe this is, or you need to communicate what your expectations are from the jump. Be like, I'll host it, but
then just be nice to me and don't pour things on me.
Don't pour things on me, and I would love it if you paid me back immediately.
But I don't think she's looking for that. I think if Jen had said, I don't think Jen even, you know, like, oh, there's a difference between doing and offering. You could at least be like, do you want me to pay you back?
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they'd at least offered.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with someone. If someone paid $15,000 for a party for me,
I would
be like, are you sure you want to do this
pro bono?
For me, pro bono? Are you sure you don't need anything from me? Are you 1,000% sure? And then I would be nice to them. I would never pour a champagne glass on them.
Yeah, Jen would have been like, do you need me to like put a head out for someone or like do any? Like,
yeah,
because you
can
know
I
Jen.
Kill?
Yeah, Jen has.
But Jen, she said that instead, Jen came to her and gave her a $5,000 necklace
that she was already wearing.
That really darked me out.
Yeah.
When she's like, oh, take this. And I was like, oh my God, like she really doesn't have any money and is now just giving people the jewelry off of her neck to like make up for stuff. Yeah. I was like,
that's sad.
That's really wrong.
Heather says of Angie's disclosure, it feels really gross and it feels really low. And then Angie goes, I'm a fucking respected woman. Treat me as such. And then Jen goes, okay, thank you so much for... And Angie was like, okay, don't even thank me like that.
Jen's got some balls. I think she'll do okay in Priz just based on balls alone.
Yeah.
Angie K going, she gave me her necklace and I don't want to wear that because I don't want the Department of Homeland Security coming and taking it off my neck. And I was like, Jesus. But also, yeah, I get that.
So they get on the yacht and Meredith and Heather are just flanking Jen the whole time, just pumping her up, being like, yes, you were totally justified. It was really funny what you did. And she's wrong.
Do you think they're just doing that because they know her days are numbered? Like, they're just like,
no.
Real.
Yeah, I think there's a part of that, but I think Heather's always been like weirdly codependent with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's
she's ride or die.
Yeah.
Till the end of the line.
Even though Jen called her like a hippo.
She looks like a Lego.
No, that was Lisa Barlow.
Fuck.
She called Shrek. Her like, she called her Shrek.
Jen's not a good friend.
She's a terrible.
What we're realizing.
Jen is a terrible friend.
I don't want to be friends with her. I just don't want to see her.
Well, get ready.
Rot in jail.
You have a few months to prepare for when she's going.
No, I
on...
think she.
No. Like when she's actually.
She has to turn herself in. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So it's not like a trial where as soon as they say it, if you're guilty, you go to prison.
I don't think so.
No. I think they say it and then you have like 21 days or something to like figure your shit
she'll
out.
She'll leave.
I hope she flees.
Lives in Switzerland.
I hope she goes. I literally hope that she just lives in a different country and disappears.
Yeah.
But what about her family? It's really sad.
They'll be okay. Coach will.
Don't make these kinds of decisions.
I know. Guys.
Guys, you're so special.
Pay the IRS.
You just need to pay the IRS. You don't. If you think you're going to have to commit crimes to get money,
don't.
You really need to think twice because you don't want to end up in prison and then. You're going to rob everyone of your special gifts, which are being insane on TV. Bravo's wrong for abandoning Jen. Maybe she'll make content. Who's going to... How can we slip Jen a prison phone?
She'll get one.
You think so?
She'll work her way in.
I want her to have, like, an active TikTok.
Some people, like, tweet from jail.
Some people fully have TikToks in prison.
I love that.
I love that too, and I support that.
Yeah, there should be more of that.
Mm-hmm.
They should also have therapy.
I hope they should give Jen
animals.
Like a massive master suite, like a king size bed, a cell phone.
Damn. I can't even think about it.
No, it's so dark.
Guys,
we're not thinking enough about prison these days. We really need to all think about it. And if you are disagreeing and you're really mad, I know some of you are.
Sorry.
Think again. Think long and hard about, does Jen Shaw really deserve to go to prison? That's a question I want everyone to ask themselves this holiday season.
95% of you will say
yeah.
Yes.
But I'm looking for that special 5% who are really feeling me on this. And if we're asking our souls are telling us she
no.
doesn't.
Guys, we have shows coming up in basically a month. Almost.
Yeah, literally like 6 weeks.
The Dynasty Typewriter 2023, January 11th and 18th, two shows a week apart.
It's going to be magical. It's going to be great.
Tickets
are
on sale. In the description.
Go to the description of the podcast. There are so many links.
So many. And they're filling up fast. So
yeah.
Get on them. Happy holidays. It's a great gift for that. Just come. It'll be great.
You know what else is a great gift? Is some sexy, unique merch.
Love.
There's new
Load Timber shirts.
Load Timber vibes, but a little bit like...
Disguised.
They're classy. They have streetwear appeal.
Classy come.
They're very unique. Those are on sale. There's a lot of different things. There's also like a big sale going on our merch website too. So
amazing.
You should go to sexyuniquestore.com and peruse and order something in like the next 2 weeks. It'll get to you by Christmas.
And with that, we say goodbye, farewell, adieu, and good night.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.